Likutei Moran Chelek Aleph, in the middle of Sif Beis, which in our Likutei Moran is on page 190, the left-hand column, about three-quarters way down the daf, where it begins, V'zeh b'chinas poiseach es yedecha, a 30-second introduction. Rabbi Nizal spoke about the concept of pishnayim, when a student sees the Rebbe pass away, receiving a double power. Rabbi Nizal spoke about the two ruchais, the ruach deleila, ruach delesato. Rabbi Nizal spoke about the union of Talmidim, a kuruv to a Rebbe, b'chalal, about like branches on a tree. Rabbi Nizal spoke about the concept of koyach and poyal, and how they differ when a person is creating an item, both in theory and in physical form. It's always broken out into three items, mokoim, zman, and tziur, space, time, and form. And Rabbi Nizal said that corresponds to, that corresponds, and Rabbi Nizal said machshava and maisa are both referred to as the letter yud. The letter yud refers to machshava, and the letter yud refers to maisa. The yud of machshava is the first yud of yud kei vav kei. The yud of maisa is the last yud of the word aleph dalet nun yud. And we see seif maisa. Maisa is malchus. Olam ha'asiya is the malchus. Seif Maisa, the last letter of the word that represents the Olam HaAsiya, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, is the same letter as Machshava Tchila, as the first letter within the name of Hashem that refers to Machshava, which is Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yud Kei Vav Kei Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Whenever we speak to, remember, everything is relative. When we speak of Yud Kei Vav Kei and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud side by side, Yud Kei Vav Kei is Machshava, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is Maisa, comparatively. True that within Yud Kei Vav Kei you have it broken out, Everything in Chochmah Svemis is relative. You have to understand that. Okay, then Rabbi Nizal spoke about the concept that explains why each one of these names of Hashem is composed of a Yud plus three letters. The Yud is the important one. The three letters refers to the breakout of Mokim, Tzir, and Zman. Both Mokim, Tzir, and Zman in Koyach and Mokim, Tzir, and Zman in Poyal. That's why you have three letters for Yud Kei Vav Kei, three letters for Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, besides the Yuds. And we see how this corresponds to the letter, all it is kol in the letter Aleph. The letter Aleph is two Yuds and a Vav, corresponding to the Yud in the beginning of Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Yud at the end of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. The Vav stands for the six letters in between, Pasach, Liftoyach. Rabbi Nizal said that the Machshav and Maisa start out together, then they open up, and they spread out into Mokim Tzirizman, Mokim Tzirizman. That's how this whole thing is formed. This is where we're up to now. Now Rabbi Nizal says, with this we can understand the posuk that's brought to refer to the whole secret of Shefa. And by the way, we're going to mention an interesting thing, which I bet practically no one here is aware of, which Rabbi Nizal used to do very often, and which is a good item to know. The Arizal says that just like Rabbi Nizal said, it's a tremendous segula for Yira Shemayim, for a person to look up at the sky, bichlal. When you come out of your house in the morning, you're walking to shul, it's a very good idea to look at the sky and have in mind, I'm doing this to draw Yirah Shemayim. How do you draw Yirah Shemayim? Because the sky is blue, which reflects the color of the throne of Hashem, the Kisei HaKavoy. Kisei, HaKisei is Elikim, which is Bina, which is Yirah. When a person looks at the sky has within it the power, the blueness of the sky, to inject fear of Hashem into a person. The Arizal says that when a person says the words, he should try to look at the sky. Meaning, if he's in shul, if he happens to be close to a window, or if it's not too difficult to get to a window, he should look up at the sky when he's saying the words, our eyes look up to you. When you say the words, it's good to look up. That's a sign of emuna, and that helps the person be able to draw shefa. That is, doesn't mean that the whole obviously, the fact that nobody here saw it yet, means it's supposed to be done in a manner that's not noticeable. Rabbi Zal, when he davened, in other words, when he was davening close to a window where it was easy to do it, he did it. If not, not. Period. It's a good item to know. It's a good item to keep in mind.
How is
blue is the color of the Kisei HaKavod of Hashem, Tcheles. Tcheles is a combination of black and white. The Torah, when the Torah was given on Har Sinai, it was Eish Shchayra, Eish Levein, on black fire, on white fire, which is Tcheles, Tachlis. Remember we said the Tachlis refers to the number of rooms in Gehenna, or it refers to Bina
Elon Haba. There is also
look at this line.
I'm at my seat, which is close to the front. If it's not too awkward, you try to look to see a little piece of sky, a patch of sky. If it is, everybody, it's good to know this item, period.
If you're not, my weather doesn't look up is all.
No. This refers to the sky. The sky. That's the point. Period. The Sfardim have a minute when they say Boisech Zedecha, they go like this. Mm-hmm. That's a minute of the Sfardim, you know, which I don't think it comes from the Arizal or any place. I think that's a minute of the Sfardim. Not that it's a joke or anything, it's one of them. Oh, yeah, period. Okay, now Rabbi Nizal says, Vezeh Bechinas Boisech Es Yodecho. This is the concept of the tefillah, the most important, one of the most important tefillahs that we say, Poseach Es Yodecho. The Gemara says in Brachos that one of the most holy tefillahs that if a person says Ashrei three times a day, he's zeicher that he's a Ben Olam Haba. So the Gemara says, what's so special about Ashrei? Two items. The fact that it has the whole Aleph Beis in it, number two, the fact that it has the words Poseach Es Yodecho, Masbi L'chol Chayrotzei, that's spectacular. We're going to learn a little bit about Poseach Es Yodecho Masbi L'chol Chayrotzei.
Is it also Poseach Es Yodecho Tekesir?
Right, that's brought in Shulchan Aruch. Why? Just a second. Anybody know why? Just a second.
Just stop, because it's supposed to have Kavanah at that point. So when you do that, it'll just remind you, you know, that you need to think of the word, the meaning of the word.
I'll tell you something that I think I once heard. I don't recall if I heard it from Rebbe's house, I heard it from a regular person. That the Gemara says that Poseach Es Yodecho is a super important tefillah where you're supposed to have extra kavanah at that point. Now we know that the Gemara says a different halacha that while a person's wearing tefillin, if he ever takes off his mind off the tefillin, it's like one of the worst sins in the world to be meisiach das from the fact that you're wearing tefillin. So we say at this point in davening you're supposed to have extra kavanah for parnosa, so we're afraid a person's going to take his mind a little off the tefillin, go heavily on parnosa, that you'll forget about the tefillin. That's something I once heard. I don't know if it comes. Yeah, it's an interesting item. Period. But obviously, as a reminder to note the concept, in other words, if you have a habit to do something strange at that point, it's a stop. Your lips can't just keep moving.
How do you think of Europe? What do we say that at Poseach Es Yodecho? So what happens? As the fact that, why do we look at the what is
because ki a, we're talking about drawing shefa. What qualities there that a person can have that guarantees him of an enormous amount of shefa? Rabbi Nizal always quotes the pasuk ki ein. Nobody's listening. We said about a chesaron in shefa. A person wants to have shefa. We said it because and he looks up at the sky. We said that the sky is a segula for yira, yira shemayim. The pasuk says that those who fear Hashem will never be missing anything. Yira is a keli for shefa. You understand? So by drawing Yira Shemayim, you're drawing the ikar keli for shefa. Okay, now let's go into this. Everybody, listen and concentrate. Rabbi Nizal says, "V'zeh bechinas poseach es yodecho, shehayodayim niftochim v'nikorin ben yamin l'smoil kanal." The hands, the two yuds that we spoke about, yud is yad, the two yodayim get opened up. Remember we said kaviyochel when Hashem created the world, it was with his two hands. When Hashem gives shefa, kaviyochel, he gives with his hands. We said that the hands start out originally, the two yuds start out as being one, then they open up, the two yuds open up, there's a pesach made in between, it becomes the letter aleph. So now Rabbi Nizal says, the hands get opened up, and there becomes, a person can recognize between the right and the left. V'zeh es yodecho, open up your hands. Rabbi Nizal says, b'chimas shnei yudn hanal. This refers to the two yuds, the yud of yud kei vav kei, and the yud of aleph daled nun yud, as is brought in the Tikkunei Zohar and in the Kisei Arizal. That the Zohar HaKadosh says, Al tikri yodecho elo yudecho. When we ask Hashem, Hashem, please give us shefa, and we ask specifically at this sentence, Poseach es yodecho, the Zohar HaKadosh says, we don't really mean Poseach es yodecho, we mean Poseach es yudecho. Hashem, when there's a yichud, there's shefa. What is a yichud? A yichud is yud kei vav kei, and alef daled nun yud. Sukkah is shefa. Sukkah is the whole mucker of drawing shefa. So when a person is miyachi yud kevav ken alfan yud is shde shefa. That's why we say Hashem poiseach es yodecha. Let us have this yichud of yud kevav ke alfan yud in a matter where the yuds are not locked together, but they open up. There's posuach. Posuach is an inyan of shefa. Sosum is an inyan of lack of shefa. Posuach is an inyan of shefa. Rabbi Nezal says now, ki hayodayim hein bechinas shnei yudin hanal. The yodayim refer to an inyan of the two yuds with which we spoke about. Shehein bechinas koyach upoyal. They refer to both koyach and poyal. Sheze bechinas beiz hayodayim, yemin usmoyal, kanal, as we explained before. Period. Rabbi Nezal says, v'ze poiseach es yodecho seifei tevois ches tov chov kemuvo. These words, Poiseach es yodecho, the last letters are Ches Tov Chav, which make up the Malach who is Memuna over Shefa. The Zohar Kodesh says there is a Malach called Ches Tov Chav. He is Memuna over Shefa. That's the whole side why the Halacha states in Shulchan Aruch that a Jew never eats bread like a behemoth, like a goy. A goy eats bread, he tears the bread. A Jew eats bread, he slices it. He's choytech. Ha-choytech chayim l'chol chay, because a yid draws his chiyus, his shefa, from this malach ches tov chav, which means to cut. This is the malach who is memuna over shefa. Rabbi Nezal says, Hainu b'chinas shehayodayim niftochim v'nechtochim. The hands are cut apart. They are sliced apart, separated. V'nikar ben yamin l'smoyel kanal. And it becomes recognizable the difference between the right and the left. B'chinas, as the Pasuk says, af yodi yosto eretz v'yamini tovcho shemayim, which we quoted before. Rabbi Nezal says, now watch this. We had said before that where does all Shefa come from? From the Tzaddik. All Shefa comes from the Tzaddik. What is the Tzaddik? The Ruach de la Eila and the Ruach de la Sata, which corresponds to Koyach and Poyal, Yud Kei Vav Kei and Aleph Aleph Nun Yud. Rabbi Nezal says, V'zeh chasoch b'gematria beiz pa'omim Ruach. That's why this Malach's name is exactly b'gematria twice Ruach. Hainu bechinas shnei horuchos hanal, shehim bechinas shnei hayudin, shnei hayodayim kanal. The two ruchos, which we spoke about in the beginning of the Torah, correspond to the two hands. Biyodcho afgid ruchi. Remember, we showed how yodayim is connected to ruach. Correspond to the two yuds. Poiseach es yodecho, poiseach es yudecho. Shenftochim venechtochim kishemoytziyem mikoyach el apoyal kanal. V'zeh poiseach es bebechinas pasach. That's the whole concept of pasach. That's the concept of pasach, which is the concept of the opening up of the two yuds. The main stress on the pasach is the opening up of the two yuds. How do we know that? Because the tikkunei zohar, which works on mispar koton, the tikkunei zohar, the main form of gematria in tikkunei zohar is mispar koton, says that that's why the word pasach is bigematria twice yud. The word Pasach in Mispar Koton, Pe is 8, Tof is 4, Ches is 8, 8 and 4 and 8 is bigamatria 20, which is 2 yuds. Showing that what are you opening up? The 2 yuds. It's Pasach for the 2 yuds.
Twice times?
Yud. Yud is 10.
Oh, and with the Petach would be an hour.
Right, exactly. Rabbi Zal once mentioned him, I think it's the Zohar Kodesh, one of the Foshim, that brings the Pasuk and tell him, Oide Shemcha Kiosiso. Oide Shemcha Kiosiso Fela. We give praise to your name, Hashem, because you have made Pele wondrous. Pele is the letter Aleph, which comes from Oide. Oide is Miloshni Yud. It's constructed from Yuds and Avav, two Yuds and Avav. The Ikra Aleph is the Yudin. Okay, Rabbi Nezal says, "V'chol zeh na'aseh al yidei hamtokas hacharoinaf." If you recall, Rabbi Nezal had discussed in the previous Torah, we said that this all of the shefa comes from the Malach Ches Tov Chav, who is bigematria twice ruach. Rabbi Nezal had asked, "How do you generate ruach? How do you create ruach?" Rabbi Nezal had said, "The only way to create ruach is through a hamtoko of charoinaf." Why? What is charoinaf? Smoke. Olo oshon biapoi. Smoke comes out of his nose. Kaviyochu, when Hashem gets angry, he puffs smoke out of his nose. Kaviyochu. what happens when the charoinaf is mimtak? It means the smoke disperses. What happens when smoke disperses? It becomes ruach. It becomes ruach. So how do we create ruach? There has to be kaviyochol a charoinaf by Hashem. When the charoinaf is nimtak, that's how we generate ruach. Rabbi Nizal says, so we see that what's the mokler for these two ruchos? The af of Hashem. Hashem's af. Bebechinas ruach apeinu moshiach Hashem. Kanal. Vize poiseach es yodecho roshei tevois api. The words poiseach es yodecho roshei tevois api. Api is my anger. Asher nishbati be'api im yivoy yinel menechosi. Api is Hashem's anger showing us. Hainu bechinas ruach apeinu moshiach Hashem. The ruach, which is generated through the af, through Hashem's charein af, when it's nimtach, that's what brings about moshiach Hashem. Al yedei bechinas ruach apeinu niftochim venechtochim hayodayim shein bechinas beis ruchay sanal al nun yud, right? That's why yud kei vav kei and alaf dal nun yud on begimatria api. Where does this whole process of yud kei vav kei and alaf dal nun yud come from? It comes through a hamtok of charoin af poiseach es yodecho. That's why pei alaf yud is begimatria yud kei vav kei alaf dal nun yud, showing that that's where this whole thing originates from. This is the item that I had mentioned to parents that I had wanted to say, so I wonder whether to say it now or to leave it for Shabbos, leave it for the next shiur coming up. It's an interesting item, we'll leave it for Yantav shiur. We have a chiddush on this item of Bi'api, that's fabulous. Rabbi Zal said a chiddush on something and you figure that that's it. There's another one that couples it that's spectacular. Alina, the next Yantav shiur that we have, I'll mention that
where
item.
Where is this from that Api is going
to give up in all the Mefarshim Alei Kutim Aron bring it. To understand that that's the whole, that's how everything
that
fits
we're
in.
For.
Exactly. Period. Okay, here we spoke about Shefa, about Parnoso. Now Rabbi Nizal is going to study this from a different angle. Rabbi Nizal says, V'chol ha-mitzvois v'ho-aveirois tluyim gam kein bozeh. Any mitzvois and aveirois that a person does are also totally in what we just said. Bebechinas, hayispatchus hayodayim hanal. It's totally in this opening up of the hands. Bechinas, koyach upoyal. The branching out from theory into practice. Rabbi Nizal says, ki yesh bohem gam kein gimel bechinos hanal. There exist in mitzvois and aveirois. Mitzvos and aveirois are also broken down into three categories. Shehein mokoim, vitziur, uzman. Time, space, and form. Vezeh bechinas, this is why the Tana says in Pirkei Avos, this is what the Tana says in Pirkei Avos. Histakel b'shloisha dvorim ve'inato bo lidei aveiro. Study three things carefully and you won't fall into the hands of aveiro. Rabbi Nizal says lidei aveiro daiko ki ikur ho aveiro chas v'sholom na'asal yidei b'chinas hayodayim hanal. The ikur aveiro, what is aveiro? An inyan of tumah. Where is the Iker Achiza of Tumah? On the Yodayim. If you study a Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Netilas Yodayim, you're given this to understand from a Ruchniyistic point, from a Gashmiyistic point. Alpi Ruchniyist, that's where the Klipos attach themselves to, the nails. Alpi Gashmiyist, Yodayim Asmoniyist hands. The hands are the ones which move around most. We're afraid at night that the person might have touched himself in a Mokim Tomei. That's why he has to wash his hands in the morning. So we see clearly that the Iker Achiza of Tumah is in the Yodayim. That's why it says, Histakel b'shloisha dvorim, v'yatobo lidei aveiro, lidei aveiro. Yodayim are what bring about any maisa. U'betchilo ho'aveiro b'koyach. An aveiro, when it starts out, chas v'sholom, starts out in thought. Shechoshev la'asaisa chas v'sholom. A person thinks to do an aveiro chas v'sholom. V'achakach kishemoytzio mikoyach alapoyo. When he brings out the item from thought into action. V'oise oiso chas v'sholom. And the person chas v'sholom does the aveiro. Oz hu rosho gomor. He allows himself to fall into the category of a complete rosho. The choshuv kemes chas v'sholom is considered like a corpse. Ki rishoyim bechayehem kruyim esim. A rosho while he's alive is considered dead. V'ze bechinas kemoi chalolim sheikh ve'kever. The Torah says that those who commit sins are like corpses sleeping in graves. Hainu Harishoim Shehem Bechayehem Kruyim Esim. They are literally referred to, David HaMelech calls them Chalolim, Chalolim Sheikh Bekever. Vezehu Miyodcho Nigzoiru. The Pasuk says, Kamoi Chalolim Sheikh Bekever, Miyodcho Nigzoru. They were cut off, Kaviyachol, from Hashem's hands. Nigzoru, Rabbi Nezal says, Loshin Chasoch. Nigzar means to cut here, to make a break with, to cut. Kamoi Shapirish Rashi, as Rashi HaKodesh on Tehillim explains, Hainu Shehu Aveiro Nasa Al Yidei Bechinas Chituch Hayadayim. An Aveiro occurs also through a Chituch Hayadayim. It must go through this process of Machshava into Maisa, which involves Yad Yamin, Yad Smoil, and a cut between them. Bechinas Poiseach Es Yodecho Soifei Teivo Is Ches Tov Chof. Uminafilas chituch vehispatchus hayodayim elu shebigdusho nasehu aveiro. When this chituch hayodayim falls into the hands of tumachas v'shon, that's what brings about aveirois. Bebechinas vehemo miyodcho nigzoru. They were cut away from your hands. It came through a pigam in the yodayim. Loshen chasoch kanal. V'alkein moyil tshuvo al aveiro. Rabbi Nathan says this is why tshuvo can help for an aveiro. What is the Iker concept of tshuva? That a person regrets having done it. He says, if I had known how much aggravation, how much heartache I would feel, how much guilt I would feel for having done this item, I wouldn't have done it. What is the term that's used for that throughout Gemara? When a person makes a neder, and then he realizes he didn't want to make this neder, the halach is that he's supposed to go to a Talmud Chacham, and the Talmud Chacham is supposed to try to find a Pesach Charoto, an opening, a loophole, as to how if this guy would have known that this thing would involve these things, difficulties, he never would have undertaken it. That's called a Pesach Charoto. Rabbi Nezal says, "Bechinas Pesach Charoto, sheze bechinas Pasach Kanal, bechinas Poiseach Es Yedecho." So the pigam, when a person does an aveira, the aveira involves a chituch hayodayim, whereby the chituch is through a pigam, chas v'shalom, this power of the yudin gets nivgam, and the person falls lidei aveira into yodayim of aveira. How does it get its tikkun? By finding a Pesach Charoto. By fixing up the Pasach, the person automatically fixes up the two yuds. That's how he corrects the whole item. And for those who have a decent memory, they will recall that Rabbi Nezal, in a different Talmud Kodeman, quotes the Zohar Kodesh. The Zohar Kodesh says that it says that when the Jews committed the Pigama, the Egel HaZohov, the Pasuk says that they brought the gold and silver to Aaron HaKayim, and the Pasuk says, Vayikach Aaron es hababa miyodom. Aaron HaKohen took this stuff from their hands. And the Zohar HaKodesh says, Beferish, Rabbi Nezal quotes this in the Torah L'Kutimran, that had he not taken it from their hands, this whole thing couldn't have come into being. The fact that he took it from their hands, that's what caused the whole problem, the Zohar HaKodesh says. The Zohar HaKodesh explains reasons why. Rabbi Nezal refers to it in the Torah L'Kutimran, showing that the Yodayim, again, or the Ikra Mokoyim of Achiza for Tuma, Yodayim Asconia is saying, the whole Kleach of Tuma is found in the Yodayim, Lidei Aveiro, and that's why it says over there, Bedafti, he took it from the hands. The Zohar HaKodesh says, had he told them to put it down, and he would have picked it up from there, that whole thing couldn't have come into being. So we note again the union of how important the Yodayim are, both for Shefa, both regarding Aveiro, and regarding a mitzvah.
Possibly.
There we note again that the Shulchan Aruch says the only one you do it to is a novel. Could be it has something to do with it. An inyan of din. That handing bread is an inyan of din. Taking it from the hands. Could be. I wouldn't say unless I know for sure. Okay. Let's do a little piece now. And again, remember, when you review, you have to piece together. Each piece is a unit, and you're going to see soon how everything is being brought in. It's all connectable. It's all related, very much related. Rabbi Nezal says, Ula hoitz nam note. So far, we spoke about machshava and maise, koyach and poyal. Rabbi Zal always used to tell us many times that the Zohar HaKadosh says that in order for any item on earth to come into being, it must go via three stages, Machshava, Dibur, and Maisa. Rabbi Nizal quotes it in Sikh HaSaran that a person should know that that's the story. That's why for Kedusha, the Avodah of Hispoidus is so important, because a person has Ritzinos Tovos, he wants to serve Hashem, it's great, but it's not enough. It's very, very hard to get from Ritzin to Maisa, unless you go through the Dibur, as we're about to see. Watch this now. This is going to be talking about his Hispoidus.
Is there another word that we say that that between Chayach and Pael there's something else?
Dibur. What? You're going to see in 1 second. In other words, you're saying a specific word.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
You're going to see Rabbi Nathan's going to use the word Dibur. Ulachoitzi mi Koyach el HaPoyal. What is the intermediary that helps a person get from Koyach to Poyal? Hu al yidei Shleimus HaDibur. The key is Shleimus HaDibur. V'tzorech sheyihu oisiyos HaDibur b'shleimus. The person has to see to it that the letters of his Dibur should have Shleimus. V'zeh nas al yidei b'chinas alma da'osi. Shleimus ha'oisiyos is done through the concept of Olam Haba. Olam Haba is what gives Shleimus to Dibur. Rabbi Nizal explains, Kilo Sid Lovoi Dibur Bishleimus. We know that Lo Sid Lovoi, the Dibur is going to be Bishleimus. Ki Afilu Ho Akum, even the Goyim, Yikru Es Hashem Yisporachim Adibur, will call out to Hashem with their Dibur. Because Lo Sid Lovoi, what's going to be Nistakin? The Malchus, the Shechina. As the pasuk says, ki oz ef ahafoich al ha'amim sofa bruro likroi kulam b'shem Hashem. Hashem says, then I will switch around. I'll fix up, even by the goyim. I'll give them a sofa bruro. The sofa will become nizbarer, and they will all call out b'shem Hashem. The sofa will have a tikkun. Sofa is bigematria shechina. The shechina, the malchus. The Dibur will have a tikkun, they'll talk properly, they'll be Shleimus Oisiyos. Nimsa.
Sofa means?
Sofa.
Means?
Lips. Means lips.
Brura.
But the Arizal, lips, Brura means clear. They'll have clear lips, meaning they'll have Shleimus HaDibur. Nimsa. The Arizal says it's anything related to Dibur. Is Malchus, is the Shechina. That's why the Shulchan Kodesh says that the word Loshein, the tongue, Loshein, is Begimakriya Shechina, with the Koila. Sofo is Begimakriya Shechina. Peh is Begimakriya Elikim, with the Koila. Elikim is Malchus. Elikim, Malki Mikata. No. Rabbi Nizal says, Ki Achsho, because right now, Hadibur Choser, the Dibur is Nif, it's missing. It's missing something. Ve'enoi b'shleimus, and it's not b'shleimus. Why? Me'achar shein kol ha'ilom klirin Hashem yisporach ha'dibur. Because the whole world does not call out to Hashem with their dibur. Avol lo'osid yikru kulam l'Hashem yisporach ha'dibur. The whole world will call out to Hashem with their dibur. Afilu akum, even the goyim. Val kein oz yiyah ha'dibur b'shleimus. Then the dibur will be b'shleimus. Be'bechinas sofa brur. Then the Dibur will be b'shleimus. Now Rabbi Nizal says, okay, so that lo sid lovo will be shleimus hadibur. Even the goyim will call out to Hashem. Nimso sheyesh lahadibur shleimus. If everybody will call out to Hashem with the Dibur will have shleimus. The chol ze yeh lo sid. All of this will take place lo sid lovo. The Iker Gedula and Tiferes of Klal Yisrael is not now. Remember what we said last night, Kol Knesio Shehi L'Shem Shamayim? Seifa L'Hiskayim. It could have said Kol Knesio Shehi L'Shem Shamayim, Miskayim. And what's not L'Shem? Ain't a Miskayim. It's Seifa L'Hiskayim. She'oz yedu v'yiru ha'koyel es gedula seinu. That's when everybody will see the gedula of Bnei Yisrael. Ki'oz yiru ha'koyel es gedulas v'tiferes ha'tzadikim v'ha'ksherim. That's when the whole world will see the gedula and tiferes of Breslov ha'chasidim, the tzadikim and the ksherim. Ashrehem, ashrei chelkom, ashrei to them, ashrei is their lot. Morav tuvcho ha'tzofun lahem. How great is the goodness that's hidden for them, for Rabbeinu Zal's Talmidim. How do we know that it's Rabbeinu Zal's Talmidim? Because the word Tuvcha is exactly Begimatria Rabbi Nachman ben Fega. The Chof Seifis is 500. 517, 516. Rabbi Nachman ben Fega is 516 with the Kelel as Begimatria Tuvcha. And this Rebbe Zal once said, by the way, this isn't any of my own inventions. And Rav Toiv, just a second. Rav Toiv, Rebbe Zal said it was Begimatria something else. 202 and 17 is 219. We know that we always say that the Tzadik Emes is called Tzadik Chai Almin, right? How would you, Steve? How do you translate Chai Almin in Hebrew?
Giving life to.
In Hebrew. Chai Almin. Chai Ho'ilamim. Baruch Chai Ho'ilamim. Chai Ho'ilamim is exactly Begimatria Rav Toiv. More Rav Tuvcha Shetzafan. Rav Toiv. Who is it hidden for? For the Chai Ho'ilamim, for the Tzadik Emes. Rabbi Zal once said both of these items. He said it with regards to the pasuk Morav Tuvcha Asher Tzafan Tal Riecho Pal Tal Chisenbach, that Tuvcha is Begimatria Rabbeinu Zal. That's the Oyer HaTzofon V'Hagonos, and Rav Toiv is Chai Ho'ilamim. So now Rabbeinu Zal says, right, Morav Tuvcha HaTzofon Lahem. Ulahepech, and if we're going to see the greatness of the tzaddikim at that time, it means automatically that we'll see the opposite, ma'polas harishoim, the downfall of the rishoim. Kemo shekosev, as the pasuk says, va'asisim rishoim, you will crush the rishoim. Ki oz yihyeh yoimo dedino rabo, that will be the day of the great judgment. Sheyihyeh ho'odom nidoin al kol maise. Every person will be judged for every single act, al kol pratu prat, for every single detail. V'lo yivosru lo yal shum dover koton. They won't pass on any small item. To be mevater means, what's the good word? To be a sport like. Huh? To pass on it like. They won't be sporty in any item. They won't let anything go by. Judged. Why? Because there's no forgetting by Hashem Kaviyachal. There's no chance that any item they forgot to write it down. Chas v'shalom. V'hakol yiyah nizkar layoz. The person will be reminded of everything. V'azai kishayiyah ma'polas harishoim. When they will be the downfall for Rishoim. V'yashuv v'yiru bein tzadik l'rosho. And people will get to see clearly the difference between tzadik and rosho. Kemo yishikosuv shom b'malachi. As it says, Malachi. V'shavtem ure'isem bein tzadik l'rosho. Bein oived elikim l'asher v'yavodoy. That's losid lovoy. That's when people will see the difference between tzadikim and Rishoim. Between those who served Hashem and those who didn't serve Hashem. Ki oz daiko b'yoy modedino yiru hachilik bein tzadik l'rosho. It's then specifically in the day of judgment that people see the difference between tzadik and rosho. V'oz yishapchu kulam Hashem yisporach l'yideze. The fact that it'll become obvious what the difference is between tzadik and rishoim, that's what'll make everybody want to turn to Hashem, to become tzadikim. V'yikru kulam b'shem Hashem b'bechinas oz efeichel kolamim kanal v'azayi hadibur b'shleimus. That's when the dibur will achieve shleimus b'chinas sofa brura kanal nimtza. So what do we come out with from here? Shal yidei ma'polas harishoim shiyeh lozid, through the downfall of Rishon that will take place later. Al yidei zeh yiyeh nishlam hadibur oz. What will bring about shleimus hadibur? There'll be a ma'pola for Rishon. Everybody else will watch it and see it. They'll become petrified into wanting to serve Hashem. They'll be oz yikru kulam b'shem Hashem. And they'll be shleimus hadibur through the ma'polas rishoim. Al yidei zeh yenishlam hadibur oz kanal. Avot tzrichen lahamshi. That's when lo'osid lovoy. Lo'osid lovoy is oylam habo. Dechinas alma do'osi. Rabbeinu Zal says, "Avol tzrichen lahamshich dechinas alma dosi gam boilam hazeh." A person has to see to it to draw olam haba into this world, meaning dahainu sheyihye ma'pola l'rishoim gam boilam hazeh. A person has to see to it that the rishoim should have a ma'pola in olam hazeh also. And how is that? Zeh na sal yedei emes. The key to the ma'pola of rishoim is only through emes. Which we interestingly had a long talk about. one interesting item before we leave here. I can't let this go by because we have a chance on the night. It's still a little bit of Rabbi Nizal's Hilula to say over something from Rabbi Zal, which is fabulous here. Note, Rabbi Nizal said, Ki ein shikcho lefonov yisborach. There's no forgetting by Hashem. And then he quotes, V'shavtem u'ri'isem bein tzadik l'roshu, bein ovid elokim l'asher lo yavodai. The Sifrei Kabbalah bring that based on the Gemara says, in Chagiga, that if a person wants to guarantee himself he won't forget his learning, the Gemara says The Gemara says that there's no comparison at all between a person who learns something 100 times and a person who learns something 101 times. 101 is much better, meaning every time you review, it's a million times better. So the Vilna Gaon Zal asks, why does the Gemara give this moshel? In other words, why didn't the Gemara say there's no difference between one time and two times? Why does it pick specifically 100 and 101? And the Gemara bases it on this posuk. The Gemara says, as the posuk says, "Beshavtem u'ri'isem bein tzadik l'roshu, bein oivid elikim la'ashel yavodai." The Gemara says, who is oivid elikim? One who learns 101 times. Who is Asher Loyavodai? That's one who learns only 100 times. The Vilna Gaon Zal says, why did the Gemara pick those numbers? Because you'll note, Bein Oved Elohim La Asher, between one who serves Hashem and Oved Elohim La Asher, the Vilna Gaon Zal says, the Rosh Hashanah are Ayin Aleph Lamed, 101. Loyavodai, one who doesn't serve Hashem, the Rosh Hashanah is a Lamed Ayin, which is 100. We see clearly that this pasuk is referring to the difference between one who learns 100 times and 101 times. That's where there's a big difference. That's what the Vilna Gaon Zal says. The Arizal says, now why? Why is that the difference point? The Arizal says, because the Ikar Koyach HaTumah, which is the whole Koyach of Choshech, HaChoshech is Shikcho, is the Sitra Achra, the Samach Mem. Samach Mem is Begematria 100. Who is the Iker Malach of Oyer, Chesed? The Malach Michoel. That's the best Malach for Bnei Israel. He's always, Hashem said, Hinei Anoichi Shaleach Malachi Lefanecho, Malachi is Michoel. The word is Michoel. Michoel is the Malach of Chesed, the Malach of Zikoraim. The Arizal says, Samach Mem is Begematria 100, Michoel is 101. A person who learns only 100 times, he's still within a category where the Samach Mem could get to it. Once he learns 101 times, he exits from the boundary, he goes over the head of the Samach Mem into the category of the Malach Michoel, where his learning can't be tampered with at all. The Arizal. This is why Rabbi Nizal says, hey, there's no shikcha, and then he quotes this pasuk with Shavtem u'ri'isem, and that's the Iker pasuk from which we learn out the whole concept of not forgetting, period. And Rabbi Nizal left off that all of this is done through emes. How is a person mamshich oylam haba into this world through emes? Oylam haba is which sphera? Bina. How do you draw a bina into this world? Through emes, which is tiferes, which is zerampin. Through Zeranpin, we're going to draw Bina into this world, as Rabbi Nizal is going to show in the following paragraph. Exactly, this next paragraph is going to be a spectacular Breslev Ashir on the Union of Emes. Much, much better than what we said on Yom Tov.
Is that the reason that it says, isn't it the same thing as Sadiq?
Exactly. That's what the Gemara asks. The Gemara says this pasuk is coming to teach us that tzaddik and rasha is tzaddik and rasha. That's the difference between one who learns 100 times and one who learns 101 times.
That's all it says
in the Gemara. So the Vilna Gaon gives his spectacular chiddush on it. The Arizal gives his spectacular chiddush on it. Baruch Hashem, we were zeichet to hear both from Rabbi Zal. We should be zeichet, especially tonight, to renew, to start fresh in becoming Talmidim of Rebbe Zal, start fresh in trying to give nachas, and to be zeichet by giving Rebbe Zal nachas to the kesher of Rebbe and Talmud, to bring about B'yas Moshiach Tzitkenu, to bring the zeichet Shmei Rebbe Amen.
Listen, I heard Rabbi Zal say once, we use the Yisrael Moshiach, that Beis Halil said better climb 101 times than 100.
Beis Halil was the ones who say it?
Yeah, Beis Halil said that.
could be, but if so, it's based on this Gemara.
It's the best way to remember the Torahs and put them around.
Excuse me?
It's the best way to remember these Torahs.
Hashem, this is so precious, I don't want to lose it. I'm not learning this for the sake of knowledge.
You get the next one, next after one before.
I'm learning it for the sake of being able to put it into action. Please help me, B'zechet, remember. Because each Torah is a whole... You see it. I'm saying now that we're starting to learn more and more, you see that each Torah is like a whole religion. Literally. If you wanted to pack the whole Jewish religion, you could pack it into any Torah here. A person would just take one Torah and go with that Torah for years, just trying to follow that, would be a super religious Jew. And that's what Rabbi Nadal said he wanted of his Talmidim. He wanted his Talmidim to try in a Seder of his Spiridus. And obviously, this doesn't really refer to us, number one, because our knowledge of Likut Moran isn't good enough for it. And our way of life, we have to ask for so many different things. This is referring to a certain type of person. Rabbi Nazar said his Espeida should be, he should take a Torah Likut Moran and spend as many days and weeks and months as he possibly can talking to Hashem about that Torah. And when he feels that he's used up everything he could possibly say on that, go to the next Torah. Each Torah is a whole culture, a whole religion. And a person could become dissuaded from learning, because the minute I learn this one, it pushes down the other one. But Muslims also say, the halacha is, don't be an idiot. Come and drink and take each item at a time, one item, learn it, finish it, go on to the next item, take it as a similar, and then put one and one together, and then a third item, and hook it up to the chain, and you'll see that as you keep going round and round, the whole jigsaw puzzle will start pieces fitting in, and the more you learn, the more you'll see the beauty of the whole item.
What is Rabbeinu's contrast of the tzaddik and the rush? What about people in between? They don't classify the tzaddik.
The answer is here, he's showing clearly that loss, he's talking about loss of love in the future. There won't be any in between. So each person is going to be either this way.
Said the Kiddush of everyone's going to be either all good or all bad. It's going to be clear.
That's what this is talking about. All us afechamim safabura. The Rishonim will be shown clearly. People will see them. They'll be likroi kulam b'shem Hashem. This is where we'll hold it for now. We'll continue next time. We still have a long way to go. There's still worlds of information in this Torah itself.
This is it'll be a different field. Notice, was it Tzadik and Hebrew Russian? This won't be Hashem. This won't be Hashem, though, so this become a people, you know.
Worlds of information in this Torah itself.
It'll be a different field. Notice, was it Tzadik and Hebrew Russian? This won't be Hashem. This won't be Hashem, though, so this become a people. You know.